This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Haffel. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office released a blistering report criticizing the shooting of Christian Glass last June by a Clear Creek deputy. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
In 72 pages, officials say the main deputy who responded to Glass's call for help didn't follow procedures for dealing with someone who appeared to be having mental health problems. Instead, he escalated the situation unnecessarily. The deputy told investigators he killed Christian Glass because he was afraid the geology student was going to kill another officer from the front seat. Officials now say that would have been impossible, and police training instructs officers to give people with knives space. The former deputy and his supervisors have been fired by Clear Creek County and face felony charges in Glass's death. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert has been one of the most vocal in a group of Republicans blocking GOP leader Kevin McCarthy's bid for speaker. But some independent voters, like Marianne Wright of Grand Junction, think their congresswoman should relent and vote for McCarthy.
I think she should because she's disrupting everything. It's just confusion. It's pandemonium. No business is getting done. Other people are suffering because of it.
McCarthy has lost 11 votes so far. Colorado's State Health Department plans to shut down all of its remaining COVID-19 testing sites. The move will affect 20 drive-through and walk-in clinics in Denver, Colorado Springs, Grand Junction, and other cities. The health department says the sites have seen lower and lower turnout as most people move to at-home COVID tests. The closures begin January 15th. This is CPR News.